This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the show. I am your host, Saad Joseph Gerges, and this is Modern Middle Eastern Mentality. We are going to be talking today about the need that children have to be seen, the need to be seen by your kids, and how crucial this is for them as young teenagers going into adulthood. But first, let's do a little recap. Last week, we talked about the greatest thing a child needs is to have an unbroken flow of unconditional love and acceptance from his parents or her parents. Also, children need love almost as much as they need oxygen. The amount of love they receive, of course, that we talked about that, in their formative years, adolescence, it's critically determined by how healthy and happy he or she becomes as an adult. We also discussed in depth how an adult spells love, which is time. This is all the points we've covered in the last episode. Before we get started, I want to share a little bit about me personally growing up, because a lot of people want, of course, to know if I'm talking about a subject, you know, is it just fact or an opinion or both? Of course, it's some fact, some opinion, and overall just experience. Basically, growing up as a teen in my own household, I also have experienced this situation. Wanting to be seen and wanting to be heard was something we all struggled with as kids, especially if you grew up in a modern Middle Eastern home. When I say modern, I'm saying that we obviously migrated to another country. We lived here as immigrants for a while before we got our citizenship, and this is where life changed. We, as kids, had to cope with the outside world, and our parents also had to cope with the outside world in a different perspective altogether, whether it be work, their own peers at their own age. I believe my dad was my age when he came to this country, and he dealt with a lot, and so did my mother. Not to say that this was an excuse for them, but I'm just saying there's a lot of parents that deal with the same thing. So the child kind of gets lost in the mix. The teenager, the adolescent, they get lost in the mix, and I did too. So I'm not new to this that we're talking about today. Being lost in the mix, being unheard, kind of being just invisible, I guess, in their eyes or not being seen was a very detrimental thing that happened in my life growing up. Thankfully, of course, I found the right mentors in my life to help me get through it, but that doesn't mean every kid is as fortunate as I was or anyone else who's gone through it and came out of it. There's a lot more kids who are not able to break from this cycle and who are not able to, you know, regain who they are and find themselves in their personality. A lot of the parents that actually till this day come across raising teenagers in America are frustrated because they don't know how to go about it due to the fact that they're overwhelmed with their day-to-day life. So the kid gets pushed aside. That's unfortunate, but it happens. You know, what does your kid want? Well, you know, they want to be seen, and the greatest fear of theirs is to be invisible. That's really what it comes down to. To be looked at and to be accepted is crucial to a healthy lifestyle. That, I mean, I can't stress that enough. I personally believe that if you don't look at your kids, listen to your kids, hear your kids, get involved with your kids when they're teenagers, it might be a little harder at that age, but still, do it anyway, and the outcome will be different. In the words of Dr. Bob McCarty, he said, "Kids are experience rich and language poor. experience rich and language poor. He couldn't have said it any better. I personally agree with that statement. And I also go a little step further and say this. Honestly, you do not need to be a psychotherapist to see your kids or even have a college graduate degree of some famous college to be able to see your kids, but you do need the willingness and desire to see your teenagers. I can't stress that enough. That is absolutely, absolutely necessary. When I was a teenager in my household, it was more on the, I need to go out and be with someone my own age or maybe find someone who will listen to me from a crying mind, if you will. And that crying mind was based on how do I communicate what I'm going through, whether it be, you know, rejected by the outside world, whether it be rejected by a girl that you liked, because we all go through those crazy emotional roller coasters. But, you know, there was no one at home to listen and to kind of walk through that with me because they had no idea. That was considered foolish and stupid if I went to my mom or my dad and talked about a girl. It was almost like I'm talking another language. And I plead and beg with you guys, make an effort to remove the cloak of invisibility and give them the gift of our attention and the gift of being seen. It will make a difference, a huge difference. Listen and see your kids. When they're teenagers is when they need you the most. Probably most of them will not listen to you right away because they don't think that you're going to listen to them because you've shown them so far that you're not interested in hearing about a dumb girl or a dumb boy, or you have an affection or a feeling for someone. And, you know, here's your parent going, what kind of stupid thing is that? Focus on your career. You know, that's the work of the enemy. That's the work of the devil. Don't talk about stuff like that. And that's going to happen from you guys as parents. But when the kids hear you say that, they're looking at you cockeyed. They're looking at you like you've lost your mind. You need to listen to them when they're talking about these subjects, because these sensitive subjects, if they're not considered and listen to and discuss correctly, they will turn around, find somewhere else to go, find someone else that they will listen to or that they will listen to them, and they're going to do things that you don't want them to do only because you didn't take the time to listen and just focus on what they're saying and bite your tongue and just hold back your nerves, your emotions, and just allow them to express no matter the subject, no matter what they're saying. The only way that they are going to allow you in is if they see that there isn't a crazy reaction on your face. A crazy reaction means your eyebrows go up, you hold your cheeks with your hands, you pull your hair in front of your kids, or some Middle Eastern moms who slam their chests with their hands because they can't believe what they just heard from their children. All that is unnecessary. If you've been in the country longer than 4 years, then you should be at a point where you do not need to behave in a surprised fashion. If your children are coming up to you and talking to you about issues that are bothering them, issues that they are interested about, girls, boys, smoking, drugs, whatever it is, as crazy as it may sound, as disturbing as it may sound, your job is to listen, have a conversation, ask questions nicely. Don't just shoo them off. Don't curse them out. Don't tell them that they're ignorant and stupid and don't know what the hell they're doing with their life. That is not going to work. I'm here to tell you. All this that you're coming at them and telling them that they're just worthless and how could they do this to themselves and blame it on the country because you came to a country where you think all this only happens here in the States. I'm here to tell you. It doesn't just happen in the States. It just happens a lot more openly here in the States than other countries, but it happens everywhere. And if you're too naive to understand that, or just turning your face the other way because you can't deal, get a grip. Settle down, get your wits about you, get a grip, and have these unspeakable conversations that you need to be having because they're gonna turn the tables around if you allow your kids to spill the beans and talk to you about their feelings and emotions and fears. They're just as scared as you are. It's just a little different for them. They're no different than you and I. They're just expressive in a different way now because they're in a teenage life. Remember when you were a teenager? Remember when you went through this and the fights and the arguments and the disappointments you faced with your parents? Don't make the same mistake. So let them speak their mind. Let them say the crazy things that you don't want to hear. Let them spill their heart out to you. because in the end, it will benefit you before it benefits them, because they're going to trust in you. And once they built a foundation of trust and you don't spoil it or ruin it or take it away and continue to do it, as hard as it may be, it will grow, it will prosper. Now, on the flip side of that, if it becomes too much for you after you've heard it, go confide in someone else. Go talk to someone else, whether it be your spouse, whether it be a friend, preferably someone older than you that you can confide in and tell them what's been going on, but make sure that that person can keep your information with them and not go spread it to the rest of the world. In other words, find someone in your religious circle, I guess, or find someone that you trust and know that they're wise enough to be able to have this conversation with you and not criticize you or judge you and then destroy your information by sharing it with the rest of the world. On that, basically breathe and find a solution. But ultimately, listening to them and letting them tell you what's been going on in their life will benefit you in the end. Some of you might be listening to this and not understand because you're in it and it's driving you out of your mind. I get it. I've been there. But like all other parents, we were all young once. So just whenever you get to that point, think back. And you might have been the greatest child ever. And now your kids are becoming, you know, Satan himself. But that's okay. It's not uncommon to happen. Some kids turn out just like their parents and some kids turn out the total opposite. That's not uncommon either. What is common is every child needs someone to talk to. And if it's not you, it's going to be someone that you're not going to care for, and eventually you will lose them. You will lose them to the world. And then what? Regret? And now you have to find someone to bring your kids to so you can have sessions of therapy and pay money and go through all the headaches of having to try to get your kids back because 20 years down the line, now they're not talking to you and now you don't have a relationship with your kids and they don't even call you on holidays or want to have anything to do with you. Is that what you really want? Because for some of you who are listening, that's exactly what you're doing to your parents. That's exactly what you're putting out to your parents. You're ignoring them. You're not giving them the time of day. You're not calling them on their holidays or their birthdays or whatever it is. You're not calling them, period. You're not reaching out because you've been burnt so many times that you don't want to even have anything to do with your folks, your parents. In turn, you're not going to do it to your kids. It's not fair. It's not right. So stop. Think before you react. I plead and beg with you to do this because it's going to save their lives as well as yours. In the long run, I'm sitting here doing this podcast and I'm thinking back when I was growing up, how I wish I was seen. But I'm here to tell you, I made a solid promise to myself and to my wife that I will always see and hear my kids, no matter what. And it's gotten hairy, but thankfully they're still here today and they're more loving than ever. There is going to be a climax in this whole entire thing. I'm not going to tell you it's going to be smooth. It's going to take a turn. It's going to go up. It's going to go down. It's going to be very volatile, very volatile. But in the end, it will be beneficial to the both of you. One day, if not soon, but soon enough, before they're married, hopefully, and off, they will find the time to come back and thank you. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. There is definitely a way that this is all going to work out. You just have to believe in the process. And by believing in the process means you give yourself wholeheartedly to listening and seeing your kids for who they really truly want to become. Again, it might not be to your liking. You might be a doctor, an engineer. You might be something of a high stature and your kid doesn't want to have anything to do with that. That's okay. Allow them to express themselves and then see where it goes. You might be surprised. They might be testing you just to see what you're going to say. Maybe they want to hear your anger. Maybe they want to, you know, rattle your chains by telling you, I just want to be a plumber. I just want to work in retail for the rest of my life. Okay, no problem. Is that what you want to do? Are you going to be happy doing that? Great. Yeah, now, by the way, mom and dad, I want to drop out of high school or I want to drop out of college. Do you think that's a good idea? Have the conversation. Don't get shook. Don't get startled. Take it in and just breathe and just ask questions, little questions. Because if you're calm and you're asking questions, you're stirring up their mind. Now you're getting them to talk. Now you're getting them to understand that you're not scared of them and that you're not buying into their little taunts that they're throwing at you because they're trying to see if they're going to rattle you or not. Just be calm, be patient. This also will pass, I promise you. And then eventually, you're going to get to the real core of where this whole thing started from. Could be something they were angry at you at, could be something they might have heard, might have seen. Maybe you talked about your upbringing, so they're trying to test to see if you're going to be the same as their grandparents. Numerous things that could happen. Your best bet is to just take it in stride and listen. See them, hear them, allow them to talk, and eventually this will all work itself out. Now, if it hasn't happened yet, give it more time. If it didn't work out yet, allow it some more time. It will come around, but you have to be participating. You have to be involved. You have to be in the middle of it. You have to be in the trenches with them every step of the way. Otherwise, it will just become another repetitious generation of what you and your parents went through. And believe me, my friends, that is not what you want. Anyway, I hope you guys got something from this. I think I've made my point clear. I wish you all the best of luck. Enjoy the rest of this week, and I will be talking to you guys real soon. Have a good day, everybody.